Give glory to God, our light and our life.
You're listening to the recordings of sessions from the Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music in July of 2024, hosted by Concordia University, Nebraska. If you'd like to learn more about past LCMS worship institutes or about those that might be coming soon, visit lcms.org/worship-institute.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gina Yunap. I'm from South Korea. Before that, I got my training in America. Moved back to Korea and came back, 2 years ago. And I served Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Louis as a music director. And I'm very glad to have this opportunity to meet you here and share my experience with you. And I know how important our role is at the church, as a church musician. And so I hope that this presentation gives you some other ideas, remind you that what you experienced before or what you are doing now, just reassure that you are doing well. Yes. So, today, when you look at the handout, you will see that there are two big sections. The first one is introductory part that you might find this Any of Organ Method book that when you started your organ lesson, that your teachers maybe like... He gave you that big pictures, what the organ is instrument-wise. So I will not really that focus on that part. But the reason I put it here is to give you homework. So that when you go back to your church, check your organ, what sounds you have. Because sometimes we use certain stops, but we are not sure that what is, right? And what the pitch exactly is and how they get together. So it's a good, review. It will be a good review that you go back to your church and look at your organ and then check all of your stops. I hope you had a chance to use everything in certain points. Not all together. It can be pretty something, right? Yes. So as you see, you can check what the manual's name. I'm sure you know everything very well. And then what numbers mean, of course, you will know very well. And we have two major families of the pipes, right? So one is flute pipes. The other one is reed pipes. And underneath that family, you will see all different categories. And I will not go through because we have so many stops that you will see. But when I introduce the registration, then I will kind of go back and to give you the idea of what the sound is. And so what... you can do is you go back to the church, and then I'm sure you know what flute sounds and principal sounds, right? But according to the names, it has different characters. Although it's a closed flute sounds, you know, it has all kinds of all different names. And then you can see the open flutes. So how do you figure that it's open flute or closed flute? To be honest with you, it's not really that important that, because you're not going to have a test, right? In the college, the organ class, organ building class, you might have to answer those questions according to the categories you got to find the right stops. But to us, more important thing is what sound that is, how the sound works, right? So then when you get phone call from neighborhood church, would you please play for the funeral? Or would you play for the wedding? And then you go there and they, oh, it's a different instrument. Of course it's different. Because it's like tailored clothes, right? Every instrument has its own unique construction and the sound palettes. So when you go different churches, then what you need to figure out is, okay, so then I usually use my stop, my sound flute stops with gedacht or burdon or speech flute, right? And then that church has all different names of it. Then how do you figure out? You just play and then kind of match it. Oh, times in my entire life, but today it's different, right? And then they really want to sing. So we need to give them that motivation and stimulation and the interest. Although we sing it over and over and over, but today is different. It's hard, but if we can use the registration in different ways, we can do it. God is creative and we are too. God made us that way. Right. So the registration, the number A is that registration guideline by dynamic, which might be most common or easiest way that you can follow. I'm sure you have your own registration set according to dynamic. And so what I will show you is not the absolute answer. You should follow this. No. But you kind of get the idea, I can use it, or I can modulate, or I can apply a different way in my church, right? So we can do that. Page 3, and that metro piano. When you see that metro piano, okay. What I have here is this sound. This Cassavan has really practical and effective stops. So every stop has its own characteristic, and it's a really good instrument. So what I have now is that rondo. Many of names are from French. Because the principal sound on great manual is a monte. And then when you see monte, it's a principal, but it's just French name, right? So what I have here is a great groundwork with monte, which is a principal sound. And I have on the resi, I have a flute 4 and flute 8. And the pedal, I have a subas 16, and then I couple because this one has flute 8, but I thought that the resi to pedal and then a positive to pedal both has 8 and 4 foot. So I couple. And so it might be helpful that what I use according to this guideline. On the handout, I say swell flute 8 to 4, or sometimes 2, right? I don't use 2 now, but I have a great, on the great principal 8 and 4, right? But the principal 4 here was quite, strong. So you will see it. It's, just 8 principal, and then you do the principal 4. It's quite, loud. And I was not sure that, can we call it? It's a metro piano. So I just take that octave out, prestante out. Prestante is another name of octave 4, which is a principal family, right? So what I have here is metro piano is, right? Okay, so then, let me. I have flute A4 on the resi. And I have positive 8 and 8. And I couple the positive sound to pedal. Because the pedal, I only use 16 flute. Okay? So that way, I can also have 16 and 8. And this is a metro piano, right? Then how do you apply to make a piano from here? Maybe you can take one out, right? And possibly what you can take out. 8 or 4? 4, right? So I will take the 4 flute from the swell. And then you can tell this one is a metro piano. And then maybe a little bit, but not much, right? And in that case, what you can do, because I have principal on ground org, right? You can switch the principal to a flute sound. Then here, we have flute acamini. It's a big difference, right? And if you want a little more a clear sound, then you can have the 4 flute on the swell again, right? Then it's you can have different layers of dynamics and also the colors. So this sound, maybe piano, if you want to pianissimo, then what I can do is I can do steel coupler, just flute coupler from rest, from swell to principal. Or just dun couple and one single flute. And even in flute 8, according to the different manual, you have different volumes. Then you can use it. So the swell I have, it's softer, right? Then you can use this one, a single flute on the swell. So there are many options that you need to take. And what you can do is that it takes time, but you need to find your own sound that, I want this much. Oh, it's too much, right? It takes quite an experience and the experiment and then the time, but it's worthy. So that once you set the dynamics, then you can use it easier way. Very easy. Okay, then let's go back to metro piano original sound here. Right, and the metro forte from here, what I did was that I added a 2 foot. But not on the grand organ. I only added a 4 foot principal or octave. But on the second manual, like swell, I have added 2 foot. And then pedal, I put the octave 8. Because octave 8 is really, really distinctive sound. Sometimes it can ruin everything because it's so loud. And so I will tell you what you can do if you have a really loud octave on your pedal. Okay, so this one is metro forte. Different, right? Okay, so I said if you have a really loud octave, then you don't have any other like smaller principal 8 sound on your pedal. What could you do? Couple. Couple from the other manual, right? And the other way is that here on that, in this organ, on the pedal, we don't have a principal 16. It's interesting, right? And then here, what can we do? Because I don't find any 16 from the manual principal. Here is a secret, a secret sauce. When you don't have a principal, or if you have a really a too, the principal has too strong sound, what you can do is you can mix with 1 foot plus one string, which is a gamba sound, not the celesta. The celesta has always tuned up, so that it changes the pitch, and also it has too much vibration, right? But if you have a viola da gamba or gamba, any types of moderate volume of a string, you can combine with one string and one foot together, and it sounds like a principal sound. So here, I will give you the original principal from Brown Org here. It's a principal sound. We don't have a principal, maybe one octave lower, so that you can... this one is a principal sound. And then our pedal doesn't have it. We only have a subas, right? But we have a violon basse. So if I combine together, add together, do you see the difference? It's not really that strong as this principal, but a softer principal sound. Stronger than the subas, right? So you can add that. And so you have more choices. If you have not a balanced sound, then that's another way to find the second solution. Okay, so the mezzo forte, we have this sound. So I will play from mezzo piano. And then mezzo forte. And then forte, then what you have left. I use the 8-4 on the grand orb here. And then you can do what? Good, right? Obviously. And add a mixture. Maybe on the grand orb might be too strong. And what you can do is you couple from the second manual, right? So what I have here, forte sound is... I don't have mixture, but I added a 2 foot on the grate and swell as well. So then from the piano, I will play differently. So from piano to forte. And if you want to add a stronger sound than what you left, maybe from mixtures or reed, right? And so from there, I have a mixture left, and I can do mixture and then maybe some reed, a smaller reed like oboe on swell. And... So I added hoza on at the end, and then you can see that the dynamic changes, right? So if you, like one set of the dynamic changes, the sound, well, does it work every time? Not really. It should not be, because then we get lazy and then we just keep using same stuff. Then it makes a congregation, same sound. And ourselves also get bored, right? So once you make this, according to the hymn setting, the text, you can always modulate and change it, apply in different way. Okay? So that's the dynamic way. And let's move on to the page 4. So I already mentioned that changing to the next level of dynamics, you use what you have left, right? And then with lots of care, because sometimes your reed can really all the other sounds, then do you have to use it? Not sure, right? Or if it's on your swell, and then you have a swell box, you can still use it. When you close up all the swell box, then you couple to grade, and it still has a different color and then the strength of reed, but not really the overwhelming, right? So we can kind of use all the ways that to use that and introduce, oh, we have this sound, but not really give people. It's not our problem, because sometimes when the organ is built, you know, the voicing is the final step. And actually, I always say that the organist has to be there. When the builder's tune, builder's voice, the organ, because you are the person who's going to play the instrument. So sometimes you need to tell them, the Spanish trumpet is too loud. Everybody will go home early. Once you start playing, oh, cannot talk anymore. Or they just hide underneath the balcony or something. So in order to avoid it, we really need to tell the builder that we like the sound, but would you make the volume softer? They can do it. That's what they are doing in the final stage of the voicing. So we are the artist, and we need to handle that. Or, you know, if you have your church organ has been old, and then in some occasions can have fund or donations to renovate the instrument, then you find good organ maker, organ builder, and they can revoice some of your stuffs, so that our mixture is just torturing, and especially somebody who has a hearing aid. Oh my goodness, it's a big like hardship for them, right? Then the organ builder can change it to the high pitches voice down. So I think that there are ways to change our sound. So let's not lose our hope. Okay. So then we can use the rest of the stops in according to that manner of the music, the hymns, or the situation. Because although the texture has really strong victorious sound, some family funeral is very celebratory, so it's fine. But in some cases, it's not appropriate, right? Then we cannot use that victorious sound at the end of the... So, like, we judge according to our knowledge and experience. Okay, and I gave you the other guidelines, which you may already know well. Like principal chorus, you know what that is, right? The easy way is, some of my students call me, what should I do with this sound and how to practice? Then just pull the 4/8/4/2. The simple, easiest way. But here, what I gave you is I borrowed some ideas of German Baroque sound. And so the German Baroque sound, you know, many organists or musicologists have said that you it's better to use single number stops, which means if you use a principal 4/8/4/2, it depends on what organs you have. But if you have like 2/8, like from flute plus principal, or flute 4, principal 4. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's not the best option, according to the instrument. And some people say it in box time, the people really push, people provide the wind, right? So that when you pull the two same numbers of the stops, the wind didn't really supply well. So like some German organists, they suggest that when you play the 17th century plenum sound, don't mix two different sounds, the same stops. But, you know, when you go to other, like, German organs, you see that, oh, it's better to use flute and principal together. So, once again, there's no absolute answers. Just judged by your ears. So important part is that we need to train our ears with a good sound and all the different sound. So I highly recommend you to visit some other churches if they have organ concert, or in your neighbor town if there is a college, then you can find out through the AGO website, right? So don't hesitate. Just go there and listen. And then if you really listen, that sound, I really like it. And then you go to the organist. By the way, that piece, I really liked your sound. What did you use? And they must be thrilled to share what they use. Because that's one of our artistic part to make this from the organ. So I highly recommend that. And so the ensemble, come back to our handout. Ensemble, you might do very often. I'm sure you will do well. Like many cases, we use principals or flute chorus together, or just principals or just flutes. 8 together or 8-4. Or sometimes you use different manuals, sound coupled together. If your 4-foot flute is too loud on the crate, but you still need to have 4-foot, what can you do? Couple. You borrow from other secondary men. And it depends on what settings you use the soft sound, like for ensemble. But I recommend that if possible, if the conductor or the singer ask you, would you play softer, 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 right? Some people keep doing it, right? Well, I cannot get softer. You just sing a cappella, you know. Because literally, sometimes there is no other way. So if it's not that extreme case, I recommend we always use 8 and 4 together when we accompany somebody, singers especially. Because when people, I mean, our Lutherans are maybe different, but for the most of people, their ears are very used to listen piano pitch. And when you play middle C, actually it has overtone. So what you listen is not just pure C. You have the octave higher overtone together. So if you play just a single 8-foot on the organ, what people do is that they keep singing flat. And then you just keep asking up, right? But sometimes it's not their fault because that's how their ears feel it. So we need to help them to kind of feel comfortable. And so the 8-foot and 4-foot together is ideal if it's not that loud. But the 4-foot should be, you know, so. The octave 4 is like a strong identity, right? So that's what we need to consider. And for the solo sound, raise your hands. I'm using solo sound for my hymn playing. Sometimes, many times, for every song. Good, 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 good. Okay, so then would you tell me why you use a solo sound? Yeah. Yeah. That's right. And to me, solo sound, it's easier to focus on the melody if you use it, right? So I use that solo sound in order to help to illustrate the text more, right? So in the case, we sing the unfamiliar hymn or the new hymn, the congregation, and I use a solo stop to play the introduction. And then, first verse, maybe I can change to plenum, but I use it for that purpose. So that people get used to, please use the solo stop. You can as much as you can. I mean, not all the times, but at least one verse of the hymn, you use the solo stop according to the text. And then people can focus and they can listen different. Sometimes it's challenging because what settings you do, sometimes you can play the solo with your right hand, but if you play left hand, it's harder. And if you play on your pedal, it's even harder, right? So it requires lots of practice. And so then we give up. Don't give up. Just practice more. And then we try. Not every time, you know, the pedal solo, it's hard. But if you have plenty of time and then you plan, then you can do it. Yeah, so we can use solo stop according to the text and the purpose of the hymn. And accompaniment is, of course, we need it when you have solo, right? It can be principal 8 or flute 8 or flute 8 and 4. If your principal is too loud, and you can do also gamba plus flute. And so that it has a similar color as a principal, but you can still have the effect. So those are kind of the basic guidelines that I give whoever asks me, like, would you give me the base of the registration? And then now we move to the third chapter, page 5. Title, as you see, is Variations of Registrations by Different Tone Colors, right? And here you can find, right? I'm sure you have experienced these different combinations of registration a lot when you use the organ arrangement. Right? The CPH publishes lots of tons of good materials. And for this lecture, I'm using the Oxford Company's one because I have a whole series. So it was easy access for me. So in my presentation today, I'm mixing up the sound quality in this example because I don't want you to feel bored. If I just keep playing the same thing over and over, same types of thing, then, well, the similar, right? So I try to change the different styles. As a church organist, we also need to think this way. Music helps to proclaim the truth of God. And so don't make people bored with music. God's gospel refreshes us all the time. And so does our music. So use a variety with your stops so that people are not bored. I have, a few months ago, I got a phone call to play family's funeral quite afar from our church. And I went there, and it was electronic organ. And so I called the organist how to unlock the lock system because they had a lock for registration. And so I tried. I didn't break it, but somehow it didn't work. And so I realized that the organist said that, well, I have been here for a long time, but I never used it. What does that mean? Right? Yeah, so they, and I saw that manual of their registration and the music director, I think they wrote down number one is for what, number two for, which is very good. But the sad thing is then people would listen that over and over and over. So now I realize, well, I'm sure why some people really into the contemporary music. Because if you listen your hymns over and over and same stops for 5 verses, I might find, you know. Let's be more creative and more adventurous, you know, and so let's find more sound from what we have. Okay, so I put some examples. It's 12 examples. It's not all. You can do more. It's just, you know, according to the sound, I try to pick kind of representative of sound. So I'm starting with Celeste. Like some of our church members said, the old ladies always love it, and then it made them pray more. Or confession, or, yeah, I don't know. Everybody has a different story, but here we have a great, great Celesta. So I'm using that Charles Callahan, who passed away last year, right? I love his settings. And I'm using his arrangement. Jesus, keep me near the cross. And his setting is a homophonic setting, right? And my husband listened this while I prepare. And he just kept telling me what he felt, right? So I will quote what he says. He says that this one is a very warm, but very solid sound. And he found the reason. He says that the cross is the center of life as Christian. That's why maybe the composer tried to write this setting homophonic, but with the celeste. So here, the setting. Maybe at the end, you can add a 32 foot too, right? And if you don't have 32, what you can do is you just play the C above the F. That you can have the 32 effect. We have 32, but you can listen. So the, where is the light? Back light. Oh, sorry. It's a 32. So not above, but below C, below fifth. If you play, and it's a 32 effect. Okay, so then I will give you, I add just original 32. Almost similar, right? And then just 16 with play C and F together, 32. So just doing more. No, we don't have 32. No, you can make it. Okay. So that's that celesta sound. Many times I say that don't use celesta for congregation hymns, but I think sometimes once in a while in Lenten time, if you know we have small congregation, or sometimes I let people sing according to different gender, so men singing and women sing or children sing, then I can use this stuff, I think. Okay, so this one is a celesta sound, and the next one is a string. Strings as an accompaniment, and then a harmonic flute as a solo. You know, I put the explanation about a harmonic flute in the first chapter. You know how it makes. It's from the Cavaillon organ in 19th century in France, right? It's the effect is like if you play the flute, it's overblowing sound. So that once you play the higher range, the volume gets louder and it's a really rich sound. And we have here flute accompaniment, which is not really the perfect harmonic flute, So when you don't have a harmonic flute in your organ, what you can do is you can double two different flute couplers. Then it has that volume and then a little bit similar effect that you can bring. So now I have a string sound here on your left hand as accompaniment and the flute, single flute. Single flute. But I will play the flute 8 octave higher so that it has a harmonic flute kind of effect. And then you will listen. Yes. So you can do it with your Amazing Grace or any other stuff. Just one octave higher with your flute sound and then string accompaniment. And I think that my string was a little bit loud because I opened all the boxes. But you can, you know, use your ears and balance it out so that it's better, I think. Right? Yeah, I said a positive and swell box close F. I didn't follow it. That's why it was so loud. So put the marks when you have a special sound and then in order to have the good balance, right? Okay, so that is my favorite combination, strings and flute, the solo, right? And the next one is also the flute solo, but you use a single flute 4. Sometimes it really speaks beautifully according to the setting. So what I have here is I will do the accompaniment with a single flute and then the solo as a flute 4. So. So people think that come down, Holy Spirit, we always sometimes think that it's a strong power. But you know, it's not all the time. So you experience that Holy Spirit comes to you in very, very soft whispering sound. It's just existence, right? It's not flame. That what Elijah try to find God's sound in thunderstorm and wind, it was not there, right? Yes. So sometimes we can give that imagination. Yeah. And the next one is my most favorite cornet sound. You know, I explained the cornet combination. It's as a solo sound, we can use it very often. And also, you know, when you play some of Bach's chorale, which is a solo style, ornamented chorale, then what types of solo you can bring. You know, it has lots of trills. It's hard to play with reed. Da-da-da-da-da with trumpet, it's not the right kind of characters, right? So in the case we use many times a cornet combination. Cornet is 8-4, 2, 2 and 2/3, and 1 and 3/5, right? those five combinations, you can use it as a solo. And you will find it on your handout. Page 3. Page 3 under mutation stuff. And letter B combinations of mutation ranks, right? You will find it there. And so sometimes you have just the stop name is core name, which means it has everything, right? And if you don't have it, then you can make your own core name with those different pitches of combination. So I am using that core name combination with, here I am, Lord. Can sing. So when you have the very familiar, but it's not really the traditional setting, and you can use the Kurne. And I use many times with this Kurne, Amazing Grace. So like that, right? And any of contemporary, like a slow mood or song that I can also use it. It's very effective. Okay, and changing our ear. Not changing, but the mood, the refresh our ear. Okay, I have here a principal chorus. And this principal chorus, I got the idea, I borrowed the German Baroque sound here because it has a little bit of a canon, you know. So I'm sure everybody knows this one really well. Then you can do. It's a principal chorus, but I add reed a 16 on the pedal in order to give more bass line, you know. So you don't have to, usually in, you know, German Baroque, it says that don't mix the reed with your plenum sound. But sometimes even in German Baroque, you have a plenum with mixtures in your manual. But your pedal can have 16 reed, the reed ensemble on your pedal, in order to give a more line, the harmonic. So I used the 16 reed, not the strong one, but I borrowed it from swell 16 reed. Okay, and as I mentioned, different sound, right? So the next one is the Blessed Assurance. Nowadays in LSB, I couldn't find this. The older one, we have it, but am I wrong? It's not right, right? But everybody knows it, so that although we don't have it on the hymn book, we can do it all the times. And so what is that mood of that hymn in general? It's very assurance, right? Assure. So it's usually this hymn is described with a victorious sound and very solid and strong sound. But I use this setting to give you some different ideas, right? And so our gospel, our hope is that Christ will do what he says. He will. It's not depending on us. It depends on God. So when we have that hope, it makes us very calm and gives us that assurance of our hope in Christ, different way, right? So I used a different setting today. And here, what I use is worm 8 and 4, right? So I have a flute 8 on grand org, positive, Rudon 8, and another flute 4. And swell, I have a flute 8. So it's all flute ensemble, and I coupled all together. And pedal 16. And then one positive, two pedals. So the pedal has 16 and 8, but it's all flute ensemble. So you will listen. So different, very different sound, right? Yeah. I caught it in the middle because it was so long. Yeah. Very good. And the next one is totally different mood. That I have a trump and then the plenum on the second manual. And I know everybody knows this hymn really well. So let's listen. What's the contrasting sound? So what I have on the grand org is trumpet 4 and octave 4. And Resi has a principal chorus on the second manual. And positive has a principal chorus, and it has a mixture. So it has kind of balanced out, because the trumpet, if I use a trumpet really loud, then other parts has to also balance. But in this organ, if I use the loudest trumpet, which is on the grade, I had to balance that way. But I can change the reed sound in different manuals too. So that one is another choice. And the next one is just simple use of principal 8 and 4. Everybody can do it, because I'm sure any types of organ has that sound, right? But it's a pretty simple, but still effective. So this is my song. It's just single 8-4 principal, but we can do it. And the next one is pretty setting, that which we call it's a gap registration. So usually we do the overtone way, right? So if you use 8-4, and then whether you can use 2 or not, right? But if you omit, if you take the 4 out, it also has really cheerful sound. And so this setting shows that really well. And I will play for you. So 4-2. 4-2. I have a good flute 4-2 on the grand org, so I'm using it. And then the trumpet 8 from the swell. Right? You can do any times with this sound. It's very cute. I say it's cute. Yeah. And the next combination is Principal 8. I'm using Principal 8 as a solo. You know, if you have different dynamics on the second manual, you can do it. Because Principal itself has a really singing quality. Principal sounds has more singing quality than flute, actually. Because when you play a flute, flute is poo-poo, right? The principal sings. So it's a kind of different sound. So now I have a principal, but I added a principal 4 too, because it was a little bit weak. So, and the other parts, I have a flute 8-4. So it's all same pitch, but different types. It works, right? You can change as a oboe solo, oboe. I'm sure you have an oboe or any types of reed in your second manual. Then I have a 8 and 4 flute and the solo. Like this. So either you can choose principal or oboe. We are going almost to the end. Okay. So I show the trumpet, kind of a smaller setting, but this one is a trumpet as a solo, and the accompaniment is a little bit larger sound. So you will check how I do. The resi on the swell, I use all the reed, 8-4, and then I couple the 16 and 4. You know, the 16 couplers on the same manual, you have the function, right? Then you can use it, and it makes a sound louder and stronger. So I'm using that way. Okay. Right? And then the last example is exactly almost similar, but it has everything. So the principal chorus with the reed, all the mixtures and reed all together, and then even couplers, manual couplers to the pedal. You know, sometimes I say that if you have a swell to grade and positive to grade, then don't use the same coupler to your pedal, because then it doesn't have distinctive voice, you know. So if your organ allows it, then you have a swell to grade coupler, then you still want some strength, then you do positive to pedal. But this time, I couple everything in order to give the bombard sound, right? So. And then we can sing. Yeah, it's almost dinner time, right? And I totally forgot to sing the hymn, but do you have a little bit of a moment to sing the psalm? Because according to what I showed you, the registration, I made a little bit of a different sound. For the verse 5, can we sing a cappella? Verse 5, yeah. Okay. Thank you. I can take a question on the way. Yeah, because I used the cornet sound and we have the cornet combination on the positive. So I did that way. I any questions, or I'm sure you have many kind of ideas. Should I try? Should I not? You know, what if some of our church members came to me and, oh, what was it? You know, sometimes it happens, but we need to introduce more and more so that people kind of get the idea. Well, our organists always have different ideas, so today is different. You know, just set that way. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening in to this recorded session from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Institute on Liturgy, Preaching, and Church Music. We hope you'll join us at one of our conferences in the future. Visit lcms.org/worship-institute for more information. lcms.org/worship-institute.